Hare Krishna, really lovely day here again in New Rajadam. It's sunny, although cold. The weather right now is 3 degrees. It was freezing, and the snow is forecast for the future days, upcoming days. Place is really quiet here. So many devotees out on Sankirtan. It's just mothers, children, and department heads working on projections for the upcoming year and seeing how to meet the challenges of the new world. Actually, I mentioned also on our Hungarian podcast that I'm going to be speaking about the news today. I haven't been, I haven't had a news podcast for quite some time, but I'm going to make every 2 weeks have some kind of compulsory communication report to devotees, especially here in Krishna Valley, about what's going on outside over there. Because sometimes I think devotees who are, of course, now they're out on the marathon, so they're going to get a good idea, a better idea of what's going on. Sometimes they get, think that the way they're living here, which is peaceful, basic necessities of life provided, and so many other things, that this is the way people out there are living. Now, during the marathon, I think everyone will get a clearer picture of the type of hardships that people are experiencing. And I'll just go through a few headlines from BBC Global Headlines. Of course, one, which is a headline, but also remember that today's the last Thursday of November, which in Canada and America is Thanksgiving weekend. And it used to be good news for Sankirtan, because on Thanksgiving weekend is what it was, actually the biggest travel weekend, bigger than Christmas. Everyone would actually go visit relatives. It's not a religious holiday, but it's the harvest holiday, and giving thanks for the harvest dating back, I think, to the 17th century. And it was great at the airports. People were really, really traveling. It was a good day. The day before Thanksgiving and Thanksgiving morning were really, really great Sankirtan days. Good for Sankirtan, not good for turkeys. By turkeys, I mean the animal-type turkeys. Because the main fair was turkeys on Thanksgiving, and quite a few farmers made their livelihoods from raising turkeys all during the year for this one event. And these aren't small birds. This is not, we're not talking about like chickens, we're talking about animals that are like 10, 15 kilos. And unfortunately for these birds, they're slaughtered by the millions. I don't even have statistics at hand, but considering you've got over 300 million people in the North American continent who are celebrating this, probably in at least 40 million, 50 million homes. Count that. Bad day for turkeys, unfortunately. So when are we going to learn how to have holidays that don't cause misery and suffering for others? Anyway, not today. On the political scene, main headline is North Korea. North Korea, for no particular reason that normal people can understand, or at least the rest of the world can understand, started to shell one of the islands just near of South Korea, killing some people, more or less destroying a smaller village that was on that island. And that's raised global tensions. And everyone knows that North Korea, although many of its people, most of its people are starving, is a nuclear power. It has some, by estimate, Western's estimate, probably 10 nuclear warheads, and has just opened a brand new plant this year for enriching uranium, and in that way continue being a threat to the world. They have rockets that supposedly can reach to Alaska on that side, certainly to Japan, what to speak of South Korea, which is just, and Seoul, which is I think just 40-50 miles south of the border, so easily reachable. And that's causing tension in Tehran, of course, in Iran, another nuclear power, foot-free, happy-go-lucky nuclear power. Of course, they're enriching uranium, they say, only for peaceful purposes, for power, but no one in the world believes them. And they have rockets. Their main their main enemy is Israel, but it turned in this direction, those rockets could also come as far as Europe, in theory. Or, who knows, maybe even further. But in any case, that's also another major threat that previous president, I was going to say temple president, but previous president of USA called it the axis of evil. And Iran, Iraq, and North Korea. So those are really the political headlines. More prominent than they are actually the economic situation, which was focused recently on Ireland. And that Ireland has just received, despite the fact that it said it wasn't going to need it a week ago, a 90 billion euro bailout. That's a lot of money, 90 billion euros. And why? For what reason? Well, I'm not an economist, but very briefly, building industry was booming. Property prices were skyrocketing. Irish banks were giving loans left, right, and center without even really seeing who it was they were giving loans to. All of a sudden, the bubble burst. There wasn't a need for so much property. The property values went down. That means that many of the properties that the banks loaned on weren't worth the amount that was being loaned, which is a problem because the banks borrow money in order to give loans, and therefore now they're owing more than, in other words, the value of the properties is no longer the same as what was being borrowed, and therefore they're in negative equity. The banks are therefore in debt to the lenders who lent them money, which means that there's no confidence in the banking system, at least in the commercial sector. And if that spreads to the private sector and people start pulling their money out of the banks, which obviously the government wouldn't let them do, but if they did, the whole banking system would crumble, and that would cause great problems to the whole economy as well, which the government couldn't allow, so they borrowed that money. And the Celtic Tiger is become a little kitty. The next problem case, which is being already discussed about for a bailout, is Portugal. And that's almost like a certainty. And following that, Spain, which is a very large economy, and that would really pull down with it the other countries of Europe. In order to be able to get these loans, obviously, all of these countries, Greece, and Ireland, Portugal already, Spain is already taking very serious austerity measures, as is the UK, although they haven't actually entered into any type of loan. They don't need a loan. But still, in terms of spending, government spending has to decrease, government subsidies has to decrease. One of the headlines is that there are protests, student protests throughout the UK, because the government is no longer able to fund the education, university education of most students, as a result of which tuition fees are going up to £9,000. £9,000 is a lot of money. And that's only well-off and rich people who will be able to afford something like that, which means that universities will be underpopulated, and of course that's on one side, and the other is that the universities themselves will also receive less funding, as will education system, as will the health system. And of course people don't want that. They don't want to be told that they have to undergo further austerities, and that their standard of living is going to decrease, and their health standard is going to decrease, and their pensions may decrease or disappear altogether. So there's protests and riots by different groups, interest groups in different places. And we can expect more of that, because people will not want to accept, just like in France, there have been crippling strikes over the last months, on the basis of the fact that the French government introduced new law in which people will have to retire 2 years later than they're retiring now, which was at the age of, I believe, 60. So it would have to be 62, or from 62 to 65. And people were upset about that, as they were upset earlier when France went back to a compulsory 5-day work week. So this is one of the defects of democracy. Everyone wants to enjoy, especially people who are addicted to enjoying. And if austerity measures have to be enforced, they don't want to be subjected to such austerities. Therefore, as in Ireland, there's a coalition government over there, so they're immediately, on the basis of these austerity measures, they're immediately having a new election. And of course people would give so many promises about this thing and that thing, but the end result is they will also have to stick with the same austerities. But foolish people think that they'll be able to circumvent that and solve that austerity. Someone else comes in. Because we're living an artificial lifestyle in many, many ways. And talking about artificial lifestyles in Mexico, the new climate talks are taking place over there. Yesterday I saw an article where the minister in the UK was commenting that they weren't expecting anything substantial to happen other than that the meetings would continue, but there would be nothing conclusive or productive coming out of that. Well, considering that people are starving in many parts of the world, that's a real good waste of money to have a meeting where you know that nothing's really going to happen, but you hope that by continuing to meet, something will. Because once again, people have to be willing to change their lifestyle if they're going to stop global warming and the destruction of the atmosphere and the environment. But they don't want to do that. They want to be able to do both. Keep increasing lifestyle and at the same time to save the environment. But it doesn't work. Tapasya, and because people are not trained for tapasya, Therefore, they will not buy into this type of thing. And ultimately, the only people start protesting too much against inevitable measures, the only thing that usually ends up happening is that you have to send out the soldiers into the streets and you have to declare martial law, because in these circumstances, democracy doesn't work. I've gone on for a little too long. I've got to get to writing. Be in touch tomorrow. Hare Krishna.